You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to your friends. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2023. Wow.
Wow.
Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela and Nick. So happy, as always, to be with you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
The first show of the year.
Yes.
So we start the evening off with the prayer intentions. We continue to pray for frontline workers, essential workers, those sick and suffering. We pray for Manny Polo. We pray for the repose of the soul of my aunt and uncle, John and Giuseppina Racanelli. And for all those who have passed away, world peace, and most of all, the sanctity of life from beginning to end.
So we'll start with this New Year's prayer. Lord, we ask you for your wisdom, for your strength and power to be constantly present within us. We pray you would make us strong and courageous for the road and changes ahead. Give us ability beyond what we feel able. Let your gifts flow freely through us so that you would be honored by our lives and that we may draw closer to you. Amen.
Amen. So the topic this evening is 2003, a new vision embracing change and transformation with Jesus at the center.
2023, how did we get here?
Yeah, sounds so futuristic.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So we ask you to sit back, relax, light that candle of hope, or look at a holy art, a picture of Mother Mary, have a crucifix in front of you, whatever it takes to get you into the mood. So the first question we're going to ask you is, how was your Christmas? We hope it was joyful and you were surrounded by
with family and friends,
many loved ones.
Yeah. And after 2 years of not getting together, you finally were able to get together. And I'm sure it was a very joyous occasion. And how about New Year's? How was the New Year's? Hopefully, again, you were able to, you know, enjoy some time with family and friends and celebrate the coming of this new year. So, we're looking forward to a new and exciting year, a most fantastic year. It's the new year is always a time of new beginnings. We start the year with the Holy Day of Obligation, which is the Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mary Mother of God. I don't know if many of you know, but it is a day of obligation. We're supposed to go to Mass on New Year's Day and celebrate Mary Mother of God. And because it is this day that we honor Mary as God's mother. It's a celebration of the maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And each day with Christ, Jesus, it's a chance for us to embrace a new life with him in this new year. We are in a new year, a new creation. And so we are serving a king who renews us daily by the Holy Spirit. So let's focus this new year on trying to always draw closer to him, closer to God, closer to Jesus.
It's funny you say that, Miranda. We prepared this show and we're just about to do it. And as you mentioned, the Holy Spirit, when we believe in the Holy Spirit, He changes everything.
He does.
And so many things will be changed
yes.
in that program that we're supposed to do, but with the power of the Holy Spirit.
He's always our guide,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just turn it over to Him and He will guide you. Mm-hmm. So this year is a year leading to transition, transformation, leading us to be triumphant.
Triumphant. Yes, yes. Indeed.
Let us move from okay to extraordinary.
Now, how are we going to do that? I think we're going to do that with being, you know, more excited on our changes this year.
Yeah, not to be fearful, but excited, mm-hmm. like you said, Mary Angela.
So let's take some time, be it if you're listening during the evening, during the night, or in the afternoon. During this week, to reflect on this past year, what has happened in the past year? What direction do we want to now take in the new year? How does Jesus fit in this exciting new year?
And a very important question
is, what is the one necessary thing to make that leap, that change?
Yeah. So we can cover a little bit. We can talk a little bit more about that when we talk about goals. So in regards to change, the definition of change means the act or instance of making or becoming different, and conversion plays a big part. So many of us don't like the word change. So we're going to change the word change or add to the show by maybe saying words like alteration, modification, restoration, reshaping,
reworking, remodeling, revision. How about transubstantiation and configure?
So these are all words related to change. So.
And one of my favorite quotes is, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah, so true. So a quick story I want to share. This evening, the Genesis, I guess, was back in 1986. Yes, folks, I had ideas of a show back in 1986. And it's a story about change. A hockey coach, Mike Keenan, traded a very popular player on his team. And a lot of the fans didn't like that. He wasn't a fan favorite. He wasn't a favorite of the coach because he didn't play a certain style. So all the people were saying to the coach, why did you trade him? Why did you trade this player? Why did you trade Craig Janney? Why? And Mr. Keenan simply said, I did not trade him. I gave him the opportunity to embrace change. And with that, he went on to a wonderful career and he almost won the Stanley Cup.
I always enjoy when you tell that story, Nick, because it's so true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it gives a different spin and a different light. It's kind of like how we look at it, right? Is the glass half full or
absolutely,
empty?
Absolutely. So the importance of transformation is that it's helps us to, you know, when we transform, we're always renewing ourselves. It's essential in life because that's a constant of life is change. That it happens.
The only thing for sure is change.
Yeah. And it's also life-giving. It's necessary and it's vital to change. It helps us to keep us growing. And growing is through conversion, right? It keeps us authentic. It keeps us honest, fresh, real. And as I said, continually growing.
A positive shift in our attitude will make us real. Like Father Claudio says, you will become a masterpiece, a one of a kind. But there is work. There is obedience. There is sacrifice needed in becoming that masterpiece.
Yes.
As Christians, we believe the process of personal transformation happens because of, again, the presence of the Holy Spirit and the transforming power of God in our lives. We must willingly submit, surrender, and engage in this process of change as God performs the work of shaping, molding, and changing us more into His image and likeness.
And that's what we always must strive for, right? Becoming into more like in His image and likeness. So personal change begins by the process of submitting oneself to God, and this is through repentance. So repentance, simply put, is a change in direction. It's a movement away from the destructive path back towards God's ways.
And St. John has the famous quote, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near."
It's near, yeah. And as we enter into the process of repentance, we place ourselves in a position to be transformed by the Holy Spirit in order that our ways might become more like the thoughts, the beliefs, and actions that are desired by God. And as we acknowledge and recognize the errors of our ways and submit to God in an attitude of repentance, individual change and personal transformation happens. That's when it all occurs.
Dear God, thank you for new beginnings. What an incredible day this is, with a fresh year's potential stretched out before us. I want to be found faithful this year in each and every opportunity that you bring us all. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, Mary Angela, in our discussions in creating this program, something came up that we found very powerful, is why we don't change. So I will say what stops us, and then Mary Angela will give a suggestion on how to break that wall. So the first thing that stops us from change is we're not motivated, we're asleep. I really don't care.
Well, let's choose the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, because with that fire, He will wake us up and inspire us.
Wow, you just woke me up. So another thing is we procrastinate. You know what? Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I got lots of time.
Well, how about calling upon Mother Mary, who will enlighten us with a gift of the presence of each day?
What stops me from changing or transforming or becoming better is it's too much work. I can't do it.
Again, let's invite the Holy Spirit and ask Him to be courageous so that we can get through that work.
Another thing that blocks me is I always fail. It's no use. Why try again?
Remember, with Jesus, we are always victorious.
Sometimes I'm overwhelmed and I'm feeling very anxious and I'm just not centered.
Let's pray to God. Let's pray the Lord to keep the journey light. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So hand everything over to Him.
Yeah, so true. It makes life so much easier. Sometimes I feel stuck in the past. It's like, well, what's the use? I'm not going to go anywhere. It's just better to be where I am.
Let's focus not on the past, but rather in the new year and in the new beginning.
Denial. Me? Us? We don't have a problem. What problem? I'm in denial.
Well, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. So let's focus on that.
Another thing that happens is I become very fearful. I become polarized. I can't really break. I feel, just like I can't do it. Scared.
As St. John writes, perfect love casts out all fear.
Bad habits are hard to break.
Well, Mother Mary, let's pray to her. So Mother Mary, pray for us.
Ego, I don't need to change. I know it all.
Let's focus not on our ego, but let's stay humble.
Another thing we might have an issue is we don't want to commit to change.
Well, let's continually renew ourselves in God's fresh new mercy.
Ah, and this is the big one, the comfort zone. I feel safe. I feel secure.
I feel comfortable. Well, let's not focus on that comfort zone, because really it's the dead zone.
Yeah, it's so true. So beware of the comfort zone. It's deadly. Another prayer we would like to share is be our light for the new year.
Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the risen Christ, be with us today and always. Be our light, our guide and our comforter. Be our strength, our courage, and our sanctifier. May this new year be a time of deep spiritual growth for us, a time of welcoming your graces and gifts, a time for forgiving freely and unconditionally, a time for growing in virtue and goodness. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us today and always. Amen.
So the Bible says about transformation is if you're struggling to change your habits or shortcomings, don't focus on yourself and where you have fallen short, but rather strive to renew your mind to who you are in Christ, a new creation. You are loved and holy in his sight through Christ. Our Heavenly Father gave his own Son so that we would be transformed from our sinful nature and renewed to his glory and righteousness.
So here are some Bible verses that speak about change. The first one comes from Romans. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So we're continually renewed, right? And we got to focus on what God wants us to do in his will.
That's another good word we can use is renew.
Renewal, yes.
Restoration. Mm-hmm. So submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
And another quote from the Bible is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. So forget about the past. Let's focus on moving forward.
Let us embrace the opportunity to embrace change.
Absolutely.
So for this year, again, I will say some words and Mariangela will give an affirmation. So this year, choose not to be angry.
But instead, I will affirm to Jesus, this year I will ask you, give me a penitent heart so as to forgive.
This year, I will choose not to be grumpy.
Instead, I will choose to be grateful and focus on that the glass is half full.
This year, I choose not to be impatient.
Instead, I ask the Lord to give me patience.
This year, I choose not to go for the pursuit of money.
Dear Jesus, this new year, I want to learn about the abundant love which you are all about. This year, I will not give up.
So I will ask Jesus, dear Jesus, this year I look to you as did St. Paul who strove for faith, hope, and love. This year I choose not to be selfish.
Dear Jesus, like yourself, I will put others first.
This year I will not choose to be apprehensive.
This year in 2023, instead, Jesus, I will affirm that I trust in you.
For if
Jesus is with us, who can be against us?
And there's the Holy Spirit again, just adding to the show. It just came right there. Fantastic. This year, I choose not to be lazy.
Dear God, this year I want to be proactive in making the world a better place, a place that respects the dignity of life.
This year I will try not to be anxious.
Jesus, this year I will rest and renew in your love.
This year, I will not follow many of the social media and the news headlines and promotions about the how the world promotes money, greed, and power.
Instead, Jesus, I will surrender to you and I will be obedient to your will.
So in the New Testament, Jesus does many changes. The first of which is at the wedding feast of Cana. Mother Mary asked Jesus, "We have no more wine." Later, Jesus turned the water to wine. That was his first miracle.
And the fact is, we need to be encouraged, like Mary did with Jesus, to start his ministry. It was the best wine, in fact,
when it was
changed and transformed to wine,
nice,
the water to wine.
Primitivo or Amarone. Yeah. So Zacchaeus, the tax collector, he climbed a tree. He wanted to see Jesus so bad. Jesus noticed him and his desire for conversion. Zacchaeus promised to give all the money back that he stole and cheated the people, and he will follow Jesus.
Now, the fact is that Zacchaeus is the patron saint of change. So, look at that. There's hope for all of us.
There's hope for all of us, yes. So, at the Last Supper, Jesus changed the bread and wine into his body and blood.
And the fact is that we celebrate Mass now for over 2,000 years, and the Eucharist nourishes us.
That's a Thanksgiving, yeah.
It's his real presence.
The conversion of St. Paul. So while persecuting Christians, a lightning bolt hit Saul, which was Paul, and a voice came out, and it was Jesus, and it said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
Fact is, it took Paul, St. Paul, 2 to 3 years before he fully converted.
He was shaken for many months,
yes,
but then fully converted
so
later.
So it takes time. It does take time.
So another example of change in healing is the lame man that Jesus, who he healed, and he asked to rise up and walk away, for he was forgiven.
The fact is that once he was healed, He took the old dust from the dirty mat with him. And the question is, when we are healed or changed, do we take our old baggage with us? And when we're given new life?
Yeah, we should leave the old and go start anew. Jesus heals 10 lepers and they are changed forever.
Fact is, only one could come back to thank, and only one came back to thank him, and that was the Samaritan. So which one are we?
Are we the nine, or are we the nine, or the one Samaritan?
Right.
And the last one is on Mount Tabor, Jesus was transfigured before them, his face shining as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And the apostles wanted to stay with Jesus, but Jesus said to him, "You cannot stay here."
And the fact is that we cannot stay on the mountaintop in life and go back. The transformation is what heaven will be like. So,
yeah, it's, on the Mount Tabor where the transfiguration happened, it was so wonderful, but that's just the taste of heaven.
That's
like,
right.
Like Mary Angela said. Mm-hmm. So at the present time, we're going to stop, take a musical break, and then we'll come back with more prayers, goal setting, and, Pope's blessings for the coming year.
From death to light, from darkness to shine, from fear to a peace I can't explain. From doubts to a hope, holding on and letting go of all the empty promises of shame. This is my song. I was one way, but now I'm different. There was a clear change in a holy collision, who I was. be, and he was the in-between. From orphan to a child, from a stone running wild, from a seed in the ground to breaking. Say you've not forsaken me. You're the first and the last, my future and my past, who I was and who I
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers in Jesus. Now that we're all inspired and renewed and ready for change, we need to direct those adjustments, modifications in our lives. So we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting. This is between you and God. It's great to have goals or New Year's resolution as a guide, a vision, a path to be with the Lord this year, so as to embrace the mercy, joy, and hope that God has given us. So the first step is in setting a goal is to have a pen that works and a clean sheet of paper or two. So what is needed? We need to be,
first of all, very clear with ourselves. We need to be real. We need to be focused and we need to be committed.
So the first thing we ask is that you invite the Lord to make him part of the journey. The next important step is,
let's rest in the Lord. In the new year, we must rest physically as well as spiritually, right? And don't rush to get to work. Let's not be rushed, but let's get lots of sleep and find some leisure to rest in the Lord.
The anti-stress year.
Right. It's because when we sleep, we give our lives into the hands of Jesus and we trust in him with everything that we have.
So on that notion, we find quiet time, and in the silence, which is the voice of God, we reflect with a mini examination before our goals. What have I done? What am I doing? And what will I do for this day, this month, and this year? So we kind of, it's kind of like, you know, you wake up, you're kind of stretching and you're getting ready, right? And it's the same with goals, right? We're slowly stretching and preparing ourselves. So in goal setting, we figured that there's six main topics.
It's main areas that we could work on. Maybe we don't need to do every area,
we but suggest, these are, we recommend.
Yeah.
Right? You can do all of them, you can do two of them.
Yeah.
So they are
the spiritual, your health, work with your family, wealth, your social life, and your work life.
So those are the six main things that we basically deal with every day. So what we start with is write a gratitude list. What you are blessed with, your skills, what are you good at?
Then write your dreams, all the things that you look forward to. Write your feelings down and
keep writing.
Right. Just not
get it
even,
out.
Not even think about it, because it's when you process too much and think about it too much, it doesn't really get out, right?
So you might need maybe two or three pieces of paper.
Perhaps.
So
and now
that you've written all these things down, we ask you to write one goal and one action. So, an example would be, we ask you to simplify. So an example for health, if that is your goal, so it would be, let's say your health goal, the action is to lose 30 pounds. Okay. The spiritual goal would be, I want to be closer to Jesus. The action is, I want to pray more. So, you know, now that you've written a lot, now you need to simplify.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So let's review it and reduce and simplify it.
Yeah. So for all the topics, you have one goal, you're going to have one action, and then
you need to set a deadline, because without a deadline, it could go on forever. You could just procrastinate, right?
Yeah.
But with a deadline, it helps you to be dedicated to, be it those next 3 months or over the next year, what you're going to do.
It gives us a vision, a track. Mm-hmm. Like, so we're staying on course, right? So another important thing after we set a goal, one goal, we set one action, and then we set the deadline. The next thing that we suggest you do is,
we need to team up, and this will help us to remain accountable. So team up with a friend, call upon a friend so that you can stay accountable and stick to your goals. Look for help, a friend to do this with, maybe it's a spiritual director or a career counselor, or perhaps a personal trainer when you're dealing with your health, right? Or if you're dealing with your wealth, maybe it's a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Whoever it will be, this person needs to help you be held accountable.
Yeah, because they specialize in that field. And I love this saying, you go to someone who specializes in a certain field or area because you don't know what you don't know. So someone who specializes might give you a whole new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So after we do all that, we return to
resting in the Lord, and that is being in silence, right? Because in the silence, we renew our lives. We stay with the Holy Spirit, who will guide us. We pray more. Perhaps we read the Bible, we attend Mass, we go to confession. You know, it's work in silence and listening to the voice of God.
And then we renew by reviewing. What did we do this day? You know, I suggest you buy a journal or just a blank book, paper, And then just write down daily, weekly, monthly. Am I staying on track? What am I feeling? What am I doing? Again, it's a mini examination of conscience, which is very big in the spirit, in the Ignatian spirituality.
And as we are working through our goals, let us continually rejoice. Let's celebrate our achievements, be them small or large. Let's rejoice. Let's give ourselves our plans and our dreams of the new year into the hands of God, and so that we could trust him with our future. Jesus, the King, always holds the world, our world in his hands forever. And so let's always rejoice in him.
Thank you, Mary Angela. So it's a wonderful new year. And in doing research, I found these wonderful New Year's Eve messages from the last
New Year's Day.
Right? Yeah, New Year's Day blessing for the new year.
And from various popes of the past.
Yeah, so we would like to share that with you right now.
And this one comes from January 1st, 2000, which was the new millennial. And at that time, we had Pope John Paul II. And this is what he said. I wish you a year filled with serenity and happiness. May you always be certain of God's love for us. As he did 2,000 years ago, Christ comes today with his saving gospel to guide the uncertain and faltering steps of peoples and nations, leading them towards a future of true hope. I ask him to bless this moment of festivity and good wishes, that it may be promising beginning of a new millennium filled with joy and peace. Let us enter the new year in our eyes, with our eyes fixed on the mystery of the incarnation Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. To him belong time and the ages. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I thank you. Happy New Year to all. Blessed be Jesus Christ. That's such a positive message from Pope John Paul II.
That was what? Over 22.
The joy and the peace.
Just before he became a saint, right? It's a 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. So Pope Benedict gave us a New Year's blessing from 2008. He goes on to say, dear brothers and sisters, it is only by pondering in the heart, in other words, by piercing together and finding unity in all we experience, that following Mary, we can penetrate the mystery of God, who was made man out of love and who calls us to follow him on the path of love, a love to be expressed daily by generous service to the brethren. May the new year, which we are confidently beginning today, be a time in which to advance in that knowledge of the heart, which is the wisdom of the saints. Let us pray, as we heard in the first reading, that the Lord may make his face to shine upon us and to be gracious to us and bless us. We may be certain of it if we never tire of seeking his face, if we never give in to the temptation of discouragement and doubt, if also among the many difficulties we encounter, we always remain anchored to him. We will experience the power of his love and his mercy. May the fragile child who today the Virgin shows to the world make us peacemakers, witnesses of him, the Prince of Peace.
Amen. Amen. Pope Benedict is so wise, isn't he? And he shows and continue again a theme of love and peace. Love it. And now next is Pope Francis. And this message comes from January 1st, 2021. May the Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the Prince of Peace and who cuddles him this way with such tenderness in her arms, obtain for us from heaven and the precious gift of peace, which cannot be fully pursued by human strength alone. Human strength alone is not enough, because peace is above all a gift of God. It should be implored with unceasing prayer, sustained with patient and respectful dialogue, constructed with an open cooperation with truth and justice, and always attentive to the legitimate aspirations of individuals and peoples. My hope is that peace may reign in the hearts of men and women and in families, in places of work and of recreation, in communities and in nations. In families, at work, in nations. Peace. Peace. Now is the time to think that life is today is organized around war and inequities by many things that destroy. We want peace, and this is a gift. Again, so profound, yeah, from Pope Francis.
Yeah, these popes are
about, and it's kind of like the same theme is woven through each message about love and peace, right?
Yeah, so true. Yeah. So another prayer for the new year, strength for the new year. Lord, move us in a new direction opposite my comfort. It is hard. I need your strength, because, you know, it takes at least 21 days for any change to happen, right?
Yeah, to really stick.
So your wisdom, your confidence, I believe, will empower me as I step out in faith. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
A prayer for a renewed heart. O Lord, you have mercy on us all. Take away my sins and mercifully kindle in me the fire of your Holy Spirit. Take away my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh, a heart to love, to be joyous and to adore you, a heart to delight in you, to follow and enjoy you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And that was from St. Ambrose.
Beautiful.
So in discussing transformation, renewal,
change,
whatever you want to call it, alteration, a very important part is Mother Mary.
Absolutely. Let's not forget Mary. So God...
Because we start the year... January 1st, the solemnity.
That's right.
Of Mother Mary.
That's right. Mary, Mother of God. And so God gives his mother a special place in the ongoing history of salvation, because he wants to tell us something about his love for us. His love is faithful, strong, and indestructible, because he is our Father. But he's also gentle, patient, and ever present, always watching over us, much like our mother, Mary, our heavenly queen and spiritual mother. And so here are some life messages. So let us strive to be pure and holy like our heavenly mother. All mothers want their children to inherit or acquire their good qualities. Our heavenly mother is no exception. With Joseph, she succeeded in training the child Jesus so that he grew in holiness and in favor before God and man. Hence, our best way of celebrating the feast day of Mary, Mother of God, is honoring our Heavenly Mother, who would be to promise her that we will practice her virtues of faith, obedience, purity, and humble service. In this way, we are trying to become saintly sons and daughters of our Heavenly Mother, the Holy Mother of God.
And if you want to find Jesus, you start by going to Mary.
That's right.
Because Mother Mary will lead us to her son. Second part, why is important to include Mary is we need our Heavenly Mother's prayers to have a better physical life and spiritual life in the new year. Let us ask our Heavenly Mother Mary to help us so that we may glorify God with a healthier physical and spiritual life, better appreciation of a life, for the appreciation of life in this sometimes culture of death.
Mm.
We need a super mother like Jesus' mother and our mother, Mary, to stop millions of pregnant women from considering abortion and to encourage nations to act and implement laws to turn them in laws for the sanctity of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we pray this along with Mother Mary.
Amen. And another reason we need to focus on Mary and her importance is, well, we need to honor Mary as the Mother of God. We honor Mary by actively participating in the New Year's Day Mass, which is a day of obligation, and in fact, all Marian feasts of the church throughout the year. And it's in these masses and as well as at other times that we give Mary the highest honor because of the gifts of grace God granted her and because of the way she responded to these gifts. So we honor all of this.
Nothing makes the devil shake more than knowing that Mother Mary is there.
That's right.
So she is a great defender of our faith.
Another part that shows her importance is in the Marian prayer that we pray, the various Marian prayers, be it the Rosary, the Angelus, the Regina Caeli, the Hail Holy Queen, the Memorare. There's so many Marian prayers, aren't there? And these are prayers we should pray as often as we can. We honor Mary by cultivating an interior life just like hers. Mary meditated on, through and about and prayed over the events of her life in relation to God's plan of salvation. And we are participants in God's plan of salvation too. So we are God's instruments and fellow workers in God's kingdom. Everything that happens to us has a good meaning, and it's up to us to try to discover and appreciate it. Her words at the wedding feast of Cana, in fact, reveal her basic orientation, which we can apply to ourselves, which is do whatever he tells you. So that's what we must always do, right? Do whatever Jesus tells us.
Yeah, because that was Jesus' first miracle, and who knows, that might be our first miracle.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up our show with just a couple more quotes. I can do things today because God is my strength and my refuge.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
So we hope that we shared some topics that inspired you. We spoke about, you know, reflecting where are we, what change was, the importance of change,
why we don't change, and what can we do about it.
Yeah, this year I will not be one way, but I would affirm to be positive.
Or rather a different way.
Yeah, right? Like transformed into a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you will become
new and improved, a better you, the next level you.
You will be the consecrated you. You will be the forgiven you, and you will be restored, refreshed, and
victorious.
Yes, victorious. I knew that one was coming. And again, we thank you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for being part of this first show of the year. And we close with a wonderful quote.
This is the day, but let's make it, this is the year the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, dear friends.
Yeah, have a wonderful start to the year, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thanks again. God bless.
And again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.